you're quite rebellious with stuff you do, not just within music, but outside of it. I mean, it's in the video for If You Love Someone, but I've seen you've been travelling around and going on, like, was it some sort of anti-whaling boat I saw you on?
That's right. Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. We're very, very huge, huge fans of them. They're an incredible organization that help protect our marine and ocean life all around the world. And, you know, it's important to know that with that specific corporation, is that they help to uphold the laws that already exist as far as that's concerned. So they're going out and intercepting whaling ships that are illegally poaching whales in areas where it's illegal to do so, under the guise of things such as medical research. Mm. They're incredible. We went and toured one of the big ships that they have docked in Melbourne, Australia, there, called the Steve Irwin, who was named after another legend, hero of ours. We absolutely love that. And we got a tour of the ship. It was absolutely mind-blowing. And we met all the crew, who were the most incredibly passionate people and so brave, and we just feel so lucky to have people like that are willing to volunteer, because they don't get government funding for this. That this is just passionate people going out that are relying on public donations to be able to go and you know, protect and conserve our wildlife and defend it. It's absolutely absolutely admirable. Mm. Yeah, so we're huge fans of them. And then, you know, as well, in the video, we're waving the True's News flag, which you guys would know over here, being British, yeah. Which is Russell Brand's alternative media source and company. And, it's just, you know, for us, the visual aspect of our music gives us a chance to go deeper into parts of ourselves that people wouldn't know or might not get first hand with listening just to the lyrics of the songs. Because obviously we do pop music and people don't want to hear, you know, all of that kind of heaviness in, you know, the music necessarily, although I feel like on the next record there might be a little bit more of that. But, you know, for the visual aspects, it's our chance to go into that. So we're loving it.
No, that's fascinating. It's nice to hear someone, you know, who's got something, a real drive behind something that they're so passionate about.
Absolutely. Well, for us, you know, we have a platform to be able to reach and inspire young people. And, you know, if there's anything lacking, when I look back on my teens, you know, teenagers have so much energy, they have so much passion and drive, and they want to put it somewhere. And especially in Western culture and Western, you know, in the Western society, we don't have an ingrained system of spirituality. We don't have an ingrained system of even a proper value system and a place to put that and to know what's going on. You have to figure it out for yourself. And we're blessed in the sense that we live in a time where the internet is available. And if you look hard enough, you can find like-minded people and you can find information sources to connect to. But, you know, that's why so many kids are connecting with musicians, because they're looking at bands, they're looking at artists to find some kind of a value system, to find inspiration, to find identity. And, you know, for us and our fans, we want to be providing our fans with a real source of a real concept of the world and what's going on. It's not this, you know, not everything's perfect and wonderful, and not everything is, you know, obviously not everything is dark and gloomy either, but they have power, and people power is something that isn't necessarily celebrated or brought to the forefront that young people understand, or not even young people, adults even understand. And so that's a big thing for us, is that we all hold the power. If we see something, an injustice in our communities or in society or in the world, however you want, you know, it's to varying degrees, it's to each person. But if you see that, you can make a change. You have a voice. Speak up for it. Speak up for the things that you're passionate about. Be passionate. Don't be a zombie through
passive.
This life. Yeah, don't be passive through this life. We're very, very fortunate to live in a time where we can all connect to each other and make a difference. So we should.
Absolutely. It's great to hear that, because when you see things like stuff trending online and on Facebook and on Twitter and campaigns that people can start, it proves that, like you say, so long as you're driven about something, you really can achieve and get things done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We truly believe that. And so that's something that we feel very, very passionate about. And we didn't necessarily have that in place when we were younger, because when you're young, you're kind of caught up in the excitement of everything going on around you, and you've got your, you know, you've got a lot of other distractions going on. And it's not that we wouldn't have wanted to, it was just never presented to us. And you have to learn those things through life. So for us, we just see ourselves as a vehicle to be able to get information to people. And if they feel moved by it, and hopefully that they do, then we feel good about that. We've done something good.
Now that is awesome to hear. And for people who don't know about you two personally, in terms of the fact that you are both twins, I think born about minutes apart, is there like that weird sort of connection that people talk about a lot?
Yes, there is a psychic connection.
Yeah, is that a thing? Does that actually work?
It's a real thing. Believe it or not,
I actually knew everything Jess was about to say.
She could have said it word for word at the same time, but she didn't. No, it really honestly is a thing. But I don't know if that's just being twins. I think that growing up with anyone, being as close to you as we, you know, as we are to each other, you could probably develop that sense of connection.
What's the weirdest thing that's happened in terms of the two of you connecting on either whatever level you want to describe it as?
I think that the weirdest thing that happened once was Lise was telling a story that I'd never heard before, and all of a sudden her voice came out of my body and I told the rest of the story.
Sounds so creepy, but it's true.
Wow.
That was a real thing that happened. We were in a cab and the cab driver just about threw us out of the cab. He thought we were really strange.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It was like I was telling the story and I just stopped and she just continued it.
But we also used to dream about the same things as kids. We used to share dreams.
And we share memories as well of things that didn't happen to both of us.
It
could have only ever happened to
one or past, I don't know, past life. But, you know, being twins, we believe in karma and all that sort of stuff. So karmically, I think that there's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
And basically, don't cross either of you because then you've annoyed both of you. So.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, we could be in a total meltdown with each other, just completely, like, volatile situation. And then if anyone steps in and tries to have a go at her, I'll be the first person to protect her.
Good. Glad to hear
I'll
it.
Like, no, no, no. It's like having your own, like, built in girl gang.
Very good. Very good to hear. One final thing I wanted to mention you about, obviously you've talked about you guys coming from Australia here and touring and seeing the sights and stuff like that. But Australia is joining something else that I hold very dear to my heart this year. Eurovision.
That's thoughts? Right. Thoughts are that I hope that we get to go and do it.
We want to do it.
Oh, you want to do it? You want to represent?
Yeah, we want to do it.
That is amazing because I love Eurovision.
I know a lot of people
like
love it.
Everyone loves
it's just such a fun thing. I don't know.
We want to be there representing Oz, for sure.
We haven't seen a lot of it. I mean, most of what I've seen of it is online because we miss it, like watching it live, obviously, with all the traveling that we do. But people go crazy for it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I don't just mean like fans. I mean like the artists, they're there. You can't really prepare yourself for that night until you're actually there if you do end up representing Australia.
That's so cool. I know. We really want to do You Ruin Me. I think that would be so fun.
If you do get there, though, and you need someone to come and stand and look moody or whatever, or I don't mind. I'd love to pop along and help you out on that sort of thing because I'd love to go to Eurovision.
How are you doing ballet, Adam?
Ballet would
be
perfect.
Quite a good ballet dancer. Could you
6'3",
fake it?
I mean, I struggle just to dance, let alone ballet. So
I bet you're so graceful. Come on.
Then I did sort of do a bit of dance for my performance studies A-level, so I'll have a go at anything.
Oh, look, we'll call it contemporary dance. Then it doesn't matter how weird it gets.
Yeah. Okay. The more abstract, the better with contemporary.
I think that's the best way to describe most of my dancing anyway. Abstract and different.
Maybe we should start calling ourselves contemporary artists. I think that would make a little more sense.
Well, girls, best of luck for Eurovision and keep in touch regarding that. I'm more than happy to come and carry bags or whatever. I love Eurovision.
We'll let you know.
Okay. And you are going to be, as I said, Birmingham Library tomorrow, playing stuff off the new album, The Veronicas, which comes out on March 16th. And the new single, If You Love Someone, is out right now. Girls, let's stick it on free radio. Go on, introduce it.
Hey, this is the Veronicas, and this is our new single, If You Love Someone.